Get ready.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
Downbeat says this about the first artist on this hour of the show: quick-witted harmonic reflexes, fluid command of line, and cut to the chase sense of narrative logic. How do you like that?
I like that. I was about to ask you, are you paying that writer?
This is one good writer. And the person behind that line is New York City jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg. That was the 2018 tune Effendi off his latest CD called At the Edge of the World. He's one of the biggest names in jazz these days, and he is busy as both a band leader and a collaborator with Joshua Redman, Wynton Marsalis, Guglielmo Klein, and many others. He would become a jazz devotee in Boston during high school, and after spending a year in New York City at the New School, he enrolled at Harvard College and graduated magna cum laude with a concentration in mind, brain, and behavior. He's a very interesting cat. He was a founding member of Betty Carter's famed Jazz Ahead program, and he continued his ascent performing in bands led by Al Foster, Freddie Hubbard, Nicholas Payton, Mark Turner, and so many others. We recently caught up with Aaron here at Neon Jazz. It was refreshing, and he talked about his life in jazz. He had very wise insights, refreshing ones, like this.
You know, jazz is about democracy. It is democratic, as Wynton likes to say, but it's even deeper than that. You know, it's a form of bonding. It's a form of lovemaking. It's a form of attaching yourself to others, and detaching yourself from yourself, so to speak. You're fragilizing the self, as a philosopher friend of mine likes to say, and, you know, becoming one with something larger. There's a lot to learn from jazz, from the music.
Jazz has a way of summoning that kind of spirit from musicians, and Goldberg knows exactly how to capture it. He surrounds himself with kindred spirits, and he's always in pursuit of the highest form of expression. You can hear it in his music. His instrument is an extension of his voice, and it's refreshing. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from the home of legends, stars, up-and-comers, and just regular old cats, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, serving up jazz from around the world to make you dig this earth just a little bit more. So, jazz legend Betty Carter was known for her pipes and jazz wit, but she was also quite a teacher. And Aaron learned quite a bit from her and many others over his journey up to this point. And as Aaron talks about mentors, let's slip into the 1960 tune Bluebird off the LP The Modern Sounds of Betty Carter.
I guess I realized I wanted to get deeper, so I started to study with Jerry Braganzi, who was the best jazz saxophone player around and one of the best jazz educators when I was, I guess, 16. And then I was hooked, and I ended up spending a year at music school in New York at the New School in 1991-92. And at that point, I was kind of already playing gigs and got professionalized while I was still a teenager.
Life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird. I've had a little bit. What I had a little what? Life is no abyss till you find a bluebird of happiness.
My name is known. I'm a checkpoint of the Kansas City of Cable State. Officer Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. That was Kansas City strong saxophonist Ernest Melton with the song Candy Store off his newest and latest 2018 CD, The Time of Slave is Over. And it's a strong statement from this young musician. And we recently caught up with Ernest here at Neon Jazz, and this is what he had to say about this new album.
I was getting an idea, and I really couldn't physically do it yet. Okay, well, I'm going to write this tune. And by the time this tune is done, or by the time I record the stuff, we're going to be able to do everything we're trying to do. So that was really, like, the first thing. As far as the vibe, I know it's pretty aggressive, but it's more of just sort of like me, like, pushing myself a bit, as well as just some music things I want to experience, you know, with my band.
So he was born in Goldsboro, North Carolina, relocated to Kansas City, Missouri, which is his mother's hometown, at the age of 10. He picked up the sax that exact same year and was enrolled in the Longfellow Academy. He was bored with the classical curriculum of that institution, so he studied the contemporary genres of music and the guitar until the age of 14, when he joined his very first jazz program through the American Jazz Museum. And after being accepted into the Berklee College of Music, he decided not to go there and started his career playing music in bands of every genre around Kansas City. And I remember the first time I heard about Ernest, Anita Dixon down at the Mutual Musicians Foundation said, there is a guy that is channeling the energy of Charlie Parker. You got to catch him. And that was the first time I ever heard the name Ernest Melton.
Wow. Okay. I must hear, as we say.
Yes. Yes. He is a good cat. So one of the huge influences on Ernest that I gleaned from our conversation was John Coltrane. And it was those latter years when he was really evolving and there was a different kind of sound that he captured. And as we go into that era, 1962, Tunji, this is the tune off the LP simply called Coltrane. Have a listen to Ernest talk about the Kansas City scene. It's glowing.
I think it's good, especially now when the city is growing. I think the city gets a lot, you know, bigger, a lot more diverse, a lot of different guys coming. Something's happening. I'll put it that way. Something, Kansas City is going to be something really cool, especially the more people come, the more people are like, want to take control of the country. In general, it's becoming more diverse, and it's going somewhere.
Hey, this is Andy Millen. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Keep it tuned here.
That was internationally renowned bass player and composer Bruno Rauberg with the tune Rainy Day Farewell off the 2018 CD simply called Tailwind. So since coming to the United States from his native country of Sweden in 1981, he has made 6 recordings and more as a band leader and about 30 plus as a sideman, and he's performed with many world-class artists. It's great to have him on the show. This next pianist on the show is Don Friedman, and he's phenomenal, from the 1966 LP Metamorphosis. As we slip further into this first episode of 2019, it's apropos. This is our anthem around here, and this is the tune Waking Up, next here on Neon Jazz.
Thought you were going to say off the album Apropos.
That's what I should have said. Maybe he had one called that.
is Ken Thompson from Brooklyn, New York. Saxophonist, composer, clarinet player. And you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was New York City clarinetist, saxophonist, and composer Ken Thompson with the tune Misery Is Our New Hope. We were talking about themes, and we got off track.
I was going to say, that, we go completely noir from there.
That's right. So this is off his 2018 CD called Sextet, and it's actually a very hopeful album. He's a staple of the New York City contemporary music and jazz communities, and is widely regarded for his ability to blend a rich variety of influences and styles into his own musical language, while maintaining a voice that's unmistakably his own. He's embracing the combination of complexity and harmony, rhythm and form, but he's also adding a punk rock aesthetic. He stands alone in this very unique corner of today's multifaceted music world. It's a survival technique in jazz. And we recently caught up with him because he reached out to Neon Jazz. A lot of New York City cats have been doing that, and he's one of them. We're glad that he did, and we talked to him about a great many things, including this.
I realize that all of my favorite musicians, no matter where they are in their life, they're still learning. They're still at the point where they're saying, oh, I'm getting better every year. You know, like they can be in their 50s or 60s and they can still say, hey, I'm doing better than I'm better than I ever was, and I'm still learning and I'm trying to get new things together. And, you know, and to me, that's the process that I'm not sure what my project is going to be in 10 years, you know, but I know it's going to be an evolution of what I'm doing now, and I hope that it's going to be better, because I feel like with every new thing I do, I get better at it, whether it's writing or whether it's playing.
This next cat, another one from New York City, this is pianist and composer James Francis, and he is only in his early 20s, but he's keeping all the parts moving forward, and you will know why as we go in to the 2018 tune, A Lover and a Fighter, off the CD called Flight, as we keep this collective episode of fighting and loving in the jazz clouds.
Hey, y'all. This is Sanaa Kadora. I'm based in New York City, and right now you are listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the delightful and electrifying Lebanese-Canadian drummer Sanaa Kadora with the 2018 tune Selling Dreams. This interview was kind of a transcendental sort of one. She had an accident. She recovered. She's a fighter, and she had a lot of great insights and a lot of great thoughts on life, like this one.
You can't hide who you are. This music forces you. It forces you to show. It forces you to be vulnerable, you know, and I think there's true beauty in that.
As we slip into this next tune by legendary drummer Roy Haynes with his trio, this is the tune Sneaking Around off the 1959 LP, We Three. And as we do that, let's have a listen to her talk about a great jazz education and where you actually get that.
Oh, man. I'm going to be honest and say I think the most important thing that I learned in school was that I didn't need to be learning this music in school. I didn't need to be there. I needed to be playing and learning through the people who have done this, you know, that have lived this life and lived the struggle and now pass on, you know.
Again, that was Roy Haynes, the legendary drummer with his trio, just sneaking around. That's what we're doing around here as we sneak towards our final run over the jazz universe here on this first episode of 2019. This is the virtuoso trombonist, arranger, and composer, a friend of the show. I love the interview with this cat, John Fedchuk. He's with his New York City big band. And again, that's another theme. New York is on our mind here.
Yeah, yeah. A Big Apple, baby.
Big Apple. And this is the tune Just Squeeze Me off the 2015 CD Like It Is and Like It Shall Be. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a big band leader right here on the radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
And a one, and a two.
That's right. Reach out to us. We are always here. We love your mail. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. 24 hours a day, 8 days a week.
We would dig it the most.
We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Downbeat says this about our first
shut
artist.
Shut your hole.
Shut your mouth. All right.
Blooper 2019. Reel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good night, everybody. I'm out of here.
Good night, everyone.
Neon Jazz.